Good afternoon to you once again, Maria. We're moving on with our questions now. And next up, I'd like to know, what's the best piece of business advice that you've been given?
I think the best piece of advice that I've been given is that you learn the rules and then you break the rules.
Oh, okay.
And I learned that, first of all, in hair colouring. And I always say the first thing you have to do is you have to learn the foundation. You have to learn the rules. People sometimes, they don't want to learn the rules. They want to skip along. So you got to learn the rules, and then when you're confident enough, you can break the rules.
Okay.
And it's the same in business, really, isn't it?
And has that landed you in any trouble, though, as far as colouring is concerned?
No, because no. Now I know how to work it out. I mean, often you get somewhere and you think, oh, that wasn't quite what I expected. Okay, but then if you have enough of the knowledge, this is when people go wrong in hair colouring, when they don't have enough knowledge to get them out of a fix. So yeah. You can't really experiment and go that bit further.
It's kind of a bit of, I mean, we were talking about science particles and everything before, but it is a quite scientific, isn't it? Mixing these colours and...
No, it really is, because
molecules.
You have to... Yes, I could make it sound very different.
What's the best piece of advice you would give?
The best piece would be patient, understand that you have to respect time, and if you give yourself enough of time, then things will happen. But the main thing is be patient. Nothing happens overnight.
And on time, where do you see your business in 5 years?
I think it'll probably be based around where it is and what I've done over the last 10 years, because I've put a lot into it, and the last 25 years in hairdressing. And I've been in the industry. There's a number, as I said, franchise projects. I'm looking at them now more closely. The products that we've been developing. So we're looking at developing more products, just seeing now what is the next step, where to go next with this. So it's all about
But it's still sticking really. With hairdressing.
Oh,
though.
Completely.
Right.
Yes, okay. Yes.
You never see yourself
no.
leaving that.
I'd like to move down a day or two, but right. I can't see that happening.
Who does your hair?
Rebecca in work does my hair. Right. She's got curly hair, so it's like... Yeah, she cuts mine. Anyone can colour it, but I'm like, Rebecca's got curly hair, so she cuts mine.
We've got a lovely message come through from Annie Hayes.
Oh, hello, Annie.
Yeah, she says, just to say hi to Maria, who's coloured my hair for 13 years, and I haven't found any colourist, even in my home Australia, that is so clever. Well done, Maria.
Oh, thank you.
That's
Annie.
Nice.
Very sweet. Thank you.
Now, what's your worst trait as an entrepreneur or a business person?
Well, you know... No, don't have one.
Ah!
Next question.
So, what's your best one then?
I think the good thing is, really, is with the attitude that I have, I'm a very, very positive person. And I always sprinkle a little bit of happiness. And I actually just think, I think the best thing that I do is I can make things happen. You know, when I decide that I want to do something in the industry, I've been there long enough that with the sense of confidence that I feel like, yeah, I can make things happen. So that's probably, and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to go with it. So it's like, yeah, let's do this. Mm. So that's probably a good trait, isn't it? Confidence, I think. Probably.
I think so. Very good trait. So exactly what you need in business is confidence. But you've got a team behind you, as you said.
Got a team behind
so
me.
So you don't go
not
off
good
on your
people.
Own.
No. Right. Not good on my solely on my own.
No.
But you come up with the ideas. The whole thing is when you have other people, you can come up with what you want and how you want it to be done, but don't have to do it yourself.
What trait do you most dislike in others in business?
Not thinking carefully before acting. Just believing, because in so many people, I always hear, I'm opening up a spa, I'm opening up a salon. They don't think it through, and it just seems easy because they'll come. I mean, I remember years ago someone came to the salon, she thought, oh, that's so easy, I'm going to open up a salon because it's so easy. It's easy because I'm running the salon well.
Mm.
It looks like it's easy, but actually it's not that easy.
A lot of people have said that to us, I think, haven't they, Carlo?
Mm.
That it's planning, it's forethought,
yes.
It's, you know, it's really putting all the... you know, putting all the effort and asking the questions, etc. It's not easy. It's not easy, I don't think, to
And I mean, I'm there. So everyone has that confidence factor that, okay, if anything really goes wrong, Maria's here, we can solve it. You know, and I'm always there and I'm always on the phone. So, yeah, a lot of people do think it's very easy.
Mm.
What trait do you most admire in others in business?
Probably the opposite to what I've just said. It's, I have people with they have a passion and care about what they're doing, and they're interested in the service industry and servicing the clients that they have. And when they actually investigate something thoroughly, I mean, so many of my clients have opened up businesses, and to see them grow with their businesses is great and become successful. I mean, that's really good. So, I mean, I think it's thinking the whole project through. I mean, how many times do you look on a Wassail Road and the new restaurant opens and they have no parking?
Mm.
Did they really think that through? Is everyone going to come by taxi? There's no parking.
Yeah,
that's only a small detail, isn't it? But I wonder how they do that.
I don't know.
And then they close
they
6 months
down.
Later.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Which entrepreneur do you most admire, Maria?
there's a lot in my industry. Obviously, there's some great names. I mean, Vidal Sassoon is a well-known name. There's people like the whole Tony and Guy empire. Love that, their whole story, their whole history. And, you know, they're in the hairdressing industry. And just to see how their module was, how they went from start to where they are now. I mean, Tony and Guy was a... You got to have a lot of respect for that family, because they all went in different directions, but it became a great empire. Mm. So for someone, the module that they followed, I mean, it was just great.
Gosh, we've only got, I think, time for about one more question. I love this one. What's your single most essential hair item or beauty item?
Oh, that would have to be my styling iron, because my hair looks really bad without it. So I always say, if I was ever on a desert island, it would have to be my styling iron. Now, it could be my new wand either.
Okay.
My styling
iron. Hopefully you'll have electricity, though.
Yeah, that was the next thing. Solar powered. Okay, yeah. I'm working on that. Yes.
But I do like our Martian question. If a Martian came to Earth and you told them why you work... Why do you work?
You know what? I work because I love getting up out of bed in the morning time and thinking, I know I'm going to be happy where I'm working today. I meet so many people who are so unhappy in their jobs, and I just think, oh my God, I'm so grateful that I'm in a job that I love. Everything's different. Every client is different. I love it when they come back and we're having our story and it's like, okay, what's happening in your life now? And it's a whole continuation. Like people I've had for 17 years as clients, you know, I've gone through people who were, they got engaged, they got married, they've had children, they've done this, they've done that. Like you're following
That's
someone's
amazing.
Life. Yeah, I know, it's great.
And hairdressers are such an intrinsic part as well, especially if, you know, because... It can make you feel great.
Absolutely.
Make you feel dreadful if
Absolutely.
You get a bad cut as well. And
that can last for quite a while.
Indeed, yeah.
Like at least 6 months, really.
Yeah, and I think we've all gone there. But but definitely intrinsic and can definitely have an impact on your life, really.
And it's that feel of people like leaving and smiling and they love their hair. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. I mean, a hairdresser really can make you feel great.
Mm. I absolutely agree.
Yes.
I totally
agree.
The title of your book, quickly, Maria.
No,
the title of your book. Are we done?
No. Honestly, we really don't have time.
You'll have to wait for that book then.
Yes, we'll wait for that book, Maria. But it's always a pleasure to have you on the programme, and a fantastic hairdresser. I think anyone who's ever been to you has just had an amazing time. It really is quite special. But I wish you all the very best with all your next projects.
Thank you. And thank you for having me on the radio.
It's always wonderful. Thank you very much, Maria Dowling. And thanks to you, Carlo.
Thanks to you.
Goodbye.